Whatever the current crisis may be, it will pass in an instant. Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. So good to see you today. This is a daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today we're going to be completing the book of Colossians by reading chapters 3 and 4. Afterwards, I'll have some thoughts, of course, and I'm calling this episode, Just Passing Through. Are you ready? Let's get started. Colossians chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak to the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas and the church that is in his house. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Isn't it funny how the more things change, the more they stay the same? Paul wrote those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit over 2,000 years ago. You know, when we look at the mess in the world today, it's understandably easy to get really bogged down in the cares of this world. Is World War III about to erupt? Are we going to have another round of COVID? Will we be paying $10 a gallon for gas? Those are today's concerns, but I guarantee that in a year's time, there will be a completely different set of worries. It's a never-ending revolving menu of crises. Did you ever notice that? My suggestion? Turn off the news. Plus, there's this. Then we come to this beautiful verse that I just read to you that reminds us that we're really just visitors here on planet Earth. Here it is one more time. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. This is not our home, and God is in control. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our provider. He is our all in all. He is the great I am. Why focus on the things of the earth when this place will soon pass away? I still remember to this day something Pastor Chuck said at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. This was probably in about, 1977 or 78. He had just bought his first brand new car, and he'd gone to the grocery store along with his young son. Well, when Pastor Chuck came back out of the store, someone had dinged the side of his brand new car. And Chuck was livid. Look at my new car, he said. And his son looked at him and said, Dad, don't worry. It's all going to burn. And the boy was right. Nothing on this earth is going to last. But even if the earth does last 10 million more years, which I doubt, that's nothing in light of eternity. Whatever the current crisis may be, it will pass in an instant, only to be replaced by the next crisis, and the next, and the next. Beloved, keep looking up. God is still God, and He doesn't change. One day soon, and it could be very soon, as we talked about and heard the song about yesterday, very soon we will be in His presence. And as the old hymn says, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah. Have thoughts? Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E200 and tell me about it. Our reading tomorrow will be Leviticus 16 through 18.
Boost!
Our executive producer today is John. He came in with his monthly $50 donation. John, thank you, brother. God bless you. You too can be an executive producer on the show, or a distinguished producer, or an associate producer. Go to support.lifespringmedia.com and find out how to make that happen. Producer credits are legitimate because producers are usually responsible for the creation of a particular project in some way. You can list your credits on IMDb, LinkedIn, and any place one would list such credits. And if they question you, have them contact me. I'll vouch for you. And of course, you're not going to want to miss out on this coming Tuesday's celebration either. This coming Tuesday will be episode 202 of season 12's LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I want to have some fun with it. Donate just $2, and I'll thank you on show 202. If you donate $22, I'll thank you on the show, plus I'll send you a PDF copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. When you donate $202, I'll thank you on the show, I'll send you the PDF, and I'll send you a signed copy of the paperback version of the book, and you'll get an executive producership on show 202. I'm going to be recording tomorrow, March 21st, Monday, and I need to have the donations in by 4 p.m. tomorrow Pacific time. That's the cutoff time for show number 202 of the 12th season on March 22nd, 2022, because it's never going to happen again. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support. And again, John, thank you for your continued support. On this date in church history, March 20th, 1747, because of his failing health from tuberculosis, colonial American missionary David Brainerd ended his work among the Indians of New England. Prayer requests. Thank you, beloved, for your prayers. So far, I haven't had any more AFib since yesterday. My energy level is up, and I'm feeling pretty good. So please keep the prayers going. Wouldn't it be great if this continues with no further episodes? So keep praying. Thank you. And also, you might remember that I asked you to pray for Adam Curry and his wife, Tina, a few weeks ago. They were talking about becoming curious about Jesus on episode number 7 of their podcast, Curry and the Keeper. Well, on episode 8, I just became aware today, a friend of mine told me about it. I've gotten behind in my listening on a lot of things. But on episode 8, they talked some more about Jesus. So let's keep up the prayers for them. Let's pray that God would continue to call them and that they'd not be distracted away from that call. Also, pray for Adam's voice. He's having longer-lasting effects from the Rona than I did, and it's affecting his voice. So pray, if you would, that Adam's voice returns to normal. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how we love you. And it's really so good to know that you're sovereign and that we don't have to be concerned about how things will ultimately turn out. Help us to keep our eyes on you and not so much on what's going on around us in the world. And because we're living in this time, we do have to deal with the things that affect us now. So give us wisdom, Lord. Help us to make right decisions. Help us as we navigate through life, and help us to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we want to be useful for your kingdom most of all. Lead us, Lord. Guide us. Direct us. And Lord, I lift up Adam and Tina to you again. Their hearts seem to be opening to you, and I thank you for that. It's a marvelous thing to see, and I pray that you'll continue that work and that you'll surround them with friends who will show your love to them. Help them to see how real you are and how much you love them, and that giving themselves to you would be the very best decision they'll ever make. Lord, I thank you for the LifeSpring family, and I pray, Lord, that you bless them in a very special way today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you have a need in your life, or if God is doing something special for you and or has done something special for you, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and let me know about it. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time. I'll rejoice with you in my private prayer time, and we'll share your prayer requests and praises on the show. Prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear your comment on the show. What do you have to say about what I said? Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E200. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Remember, episode 202 is coming up real quick. Be a part of the fun. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Rest in Him. Bye.